I'm saying, yes, it's true. We have been, the police has attacked our militants since yesterday, and especially this morning. Even the wife of the president, Selu Dalai, was attacked yesterday. I think I just came from the hospital. You know, there are approximately 50 people who are lying there wounded.
So why did the police attack the supporters of Mr. Diallo?
Well, you know, since yesterday, many of our militants were waiting the arrival of Mr. Selu Dalai, who was in the countryside. He was supposed to arrive around 6 o'clock p.m. from Boke and Bofa. So they were outside waiting, and I don't know why, but the first attack was organized by the Prime Minister, Jean-Marie Doré. In fact, you know, he claimed that he was worried about his house, that he might be attacked, and called the police to make a blockade and they stop Mrs. Diallo not far from his home and very close to the hospital where the first beating and attacks were made. So it's a real issue. In fact, we have an army that has no respect for human beings, no respect for the law. You know, this is really the major issue in our country since 50 years, since independence. You know, the state is absolutely despotic.
Mr. Sela, are you going to ask the transitional government to look into why supporters of Mr. Diallo, including Mr. Diallo's wife, were beaten by the security agencies?
Well, we are going to look at it. In fact, yesterday, our president, Selu Dalai, met the transitional president, General Konate, and they discussed and he explained what happened. You know, it was mainly organized by the prime minister who doesn't want to leave office. He doesn't want the transition to be over because as long as elections are not held, you know, he expects to be here sitting. So this was a provocation on his part. Can you imagine attacking Mrs. Diallo?
What did the president of the transition say after the meeting concerning this latest development of the attack?
Well, he was not aware of all the details. You know, he himself was unhappy to hear such things. But look, they happen because, you know, it's a despotic place.
So do you believe that the transitional government will launch investigation after you've petitioned the transitional president to look into this specific, what you describe as despotic?
You know, who is going to do investigation of anything around here? You know, on a daily basis, you have violations, repeated violations of human rights. Nobody is investigating it. Look what happened on September 28th. You know, since then, everybody knows, you know, people are running around doing their business as usual. You know, there is no investigation going on. Nothing. We are going to fight because we have to bring a change to bring democracy and the respect of law in this place.